One page.
She has written?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She's a very good writer. She has...
So why? তুমি আমার কাছে বলতে পারো না যে চিঠি লিখেছ?
She really wants you to know that she feels worthless. Maybe
no.
She has committed any offense. She
no.
has no ball, no power to do
bhakti. I have so much affection for her and my blessing to her. She is very qualified. In future she can preach my mission. But I want that he should study more. And after that, she should work some job and coming to India time to time with me, like now she is traveling in these days.
She wants.
If she will not make money,
yes.
Then with us she cannot go everywhere. But like Shyamrani,
yes.
If he will be a preacher, then it will be, but it will take time.
She very much wants to be like Umadidi and Kavita. So now Umadidi is traveling here and there, and she wants to help her to travel and to assist her like a servant. Yeah. That is her heart's desire.
But how she will? Time to time she can do, but
how you will maintain yourself?
She should make some money. তুমি চিন্তা করো না, তোমার বাড়িতে আমি আসছি, ওইখানে কথা
হচ্ছে। আপনি তো আগে কোনোদিনও চাকরি করতে বলেননি, এখন যদি আগে আমাকে কোনোদিন চাকরি করতে বলেননি তো
Everywhere,
like Navadvip Parikrama, Braj Mandal Parikrama, or any Italy we do,
yes.
Yeah, Germany or Poland or in America.
She has money, huh? Scholarship.
And she has given all money to me. She has not kept any money.
But she is very smart. She can work a little bit.
That is why I am telling.
You work a little bit, and then the rest of the time of the year you travel and
help. No, chinta karo na.
Thik ache.
Jodi preacher hoye bhagye aste paro Shyamrani matun, tahole to ar kono kothai nei. Aba bhagwan korbi je tumi intelligent or theke beshi.
Kintu amar mone hoy jokhon porashona kori pore mathay thake na, amar mone hoy mane kono oporadh korechi jene amar.
কোন অপরাধ করিস না, আমি বলছি না তুমি বহু সেবা করছ, তুমি কোন অপরাধ করো না, তোমার সব ঠিক আছে।
You have to make a job that you can always be with Vaishnavas. You speak with Vasanti, Anita, how they do a job. Yeah? They don't have any job. Their only job is to serve Shyamrani and everyone is looking after them. Ask Pasanti, what is your job?
Your job, only service someone.
And everything is good.
Okay.
And your father, you tell father, father, I want to always be with Vaishnavas, please you pay my ticket.
Yeah.
He said she can travel and help and become like Shamanani, but who will pay for her time travel? He said she has to have a job.
He said it's like a practical thing.
Chulapa wanted a nice plate for a fruit store, a beautiful Krishna race.
Very nice.
So she can use that plate. She's in a temple.
And it has flowers. I keep it with Tagiki.
Thank you. Also with her, she should just give her for her.
I did a good example like her.
She really has that heavy, heavy consciousness.
It's overpowering. I think she and I are of a similar nature, so
yeah.
I think that's why I wanted to ask now, because I feel like then for 5 years I'll just be inactive, so I'm brooding on
That's why I thought she also should just directly, you know, maybe even write a letter to get like that or something. It's such a heavy feeling, and it's not a, you know, it's not sometimes, you know, it's stopping the energy, right?
Yeah.
So I'm a little worried about her, but she didn't, you know.
Yeah, I've talked to her too, and she was planning to say something to do that here.
I think
she always
asked two questions.
Maybe that's enough. I didn't realize. She just said a quick run.
Okay, quick run. I'll let you know. And then if anything needs to.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
really.
Good. Very good.
How will you, like, until you become qualified, like, Shamanani Didi, how will you maintain yourself? So he was just directing, like, some practical advice.
See?
How to just progress. You know, it's not like in 2 years of you become Shamanani Didi, I can travel and everyone will be so impressed by my emotional nature that they'll, you know. Everyone's maintaining her because of her nature. Everyone's maintaining Buddha, obviously. That's not going to happen overnight. Yeah. So Buddha was saying, like, practically speaking, like, how to, you know, after graduation, want to find a work and make sure that I can go to all the festivals. And
I can help you if you want, and I can give you some.
I save every penny. I just I don't have it anymore, so now I need to start saving again. That is not my concern at all. I'm just worried why he's telling me to work. Maybe he'll ask me to get married.
No, because you know, because he's our father. He is telling like a father, telling us, oh, go back to school, go.
Exactly.
Because he wants us to be in the Exactly. No, because what you gonna do? Then otherwise you're gonna marry and you depend on your husband.
Yeah, you know, education, no work. Yeah, that's
you know,
exactly
you know,
what you said.
Right? Like a normal.
It's my guilty conscience, you know. Yeah. I know I'm not doing what I should.
But if you gonna work, if you work, this is not forever. Like I worked and saved all money
right.
I got from my work and
yeah.
I went to the festival.
Yeah.
You know, each time.
Yeah.
Like this. At any festival that I could go.
Yeah.
I was working only for this.
Yeah.
And eventually Krishna arranged that I don't need to work anymore, so I totally moved to India.
Right. Right.
But this is we have to also show some sort of responsibility or some sort of an effort.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see we don't cannot right. wait to rain from the sky, you know?
You're right. There's a saying in Bengali, Krishna amai doya karo, and Bhagavan says so you're saying to God, God give me your blessing, and God is saying move a little.
I mean Buddha is really helping us, you know, wanting us to be really independent and really be on our feet, you know, not to depend on anyone, you know, in any universe, in any field. So that's Padmanabha is gonna speak now, come.
No, downwards.
No. Oh, it's a private thing. It's a small thing. I mean, one girl took initiation, and he will explain. She has some questions, and he will explain. Or you wanna go to Amara?
Down the merge. I was just there. I should go.
What do you wanna do?
I have to go to Amara.
Padmana, because it's like for new preaching, because she's new,
huh.
And I wanna hear what.
Can you record something?
Yeah, we're gonna record it.
Are you gonna record the
Amara? This is Vasanti's recorder. I just have it. I don't know if she knows. I guess. Just ask for her.
By the way, what are these flowers?
Yeah,
we
they're for Sulasa.
Shambhu Yankee Babakani Ji Bela Naila Naya Vinamani. who can describe the beauty of that shaman role, Ramana Lakshmana? Because eyes have seen, but eyes cannot speak. And tongue can speak, but tongue has not seen. And how I can describe Alakshaniya, indescribable beauty of Ramana Lakshmana. That time was the first meeting of Ramana Sita. So when Ram saw Sita, he felt so much spontaneous attraction towards her. That time Ram said, "Oh Lakshman, really? I'm disgraced to our dynasty, solar dynasty, Ramalokas. Why? Because without being married, I'm attracted to a lady." He says, "No one in my dynasty has ever done before marriage, love someone else." And Lakshman said, "Don't worry, Prabhu, it must be that you will marry her." Otherwise, how such a desire could appear in your heart? So Sita, when she saw Ram, she became full of ecstasy and closed her eyes. That time my friends were joking, "Oh Sita, you could do meditation afterwards. But now such beauty is before us, who will close their eyes and meditate? Like when we come before the deity. Only foolish person closes their eyes and meditates. Open your eyes and see Radha Krishna before you. When Thakurji is not before you, then you will close your eyes and meditate. When Guru is before you, who will close their eyes and meditate? On Guru, foolishness." So that time was the first meeting of Sita and Radha. But Radha did not talk with her, because not married. And Lord Ram is Mahajara Purushottam. Without marriage, Ram can have no relation with any lady. Very strict follower of Vedic principles. If in order to understand, before you can understand Krishna Leela, you have to hear Ram Leela. Otherwise, misunderstanding will come. How Ram was perfect husband, how Sita was perfect wife. You cannot become like Sita if you want to become like Gopis. How is it possible? So Ram gave this platform for Krishna Leela, ideal standard of behavior. So Janak Maharaj had taken a vow, who can lift the bow of Shiva, he will marry my daughter. But who can lift the bow of Chakravarti Shiva, very heavy thing? Many kings came to lift the bow, they could not lift. Guru Maharaj says even though they could not lift, every morning Sita Devi would come and clean the altar of her father. She would pick up the bow and put it down. Because she's the power of Ram. Many kings came, they could not even lift the bow. It said Ravan used to come at night time to try and lift. He lifted a little bit and his fingers were caught under the bow. Ah, he cried. So heavy. Even Ravan could not lift. Many kings came, they could not lift the bow.